watching South Connect. This segment brings all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. YSR Congress Party President Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy, who sustained a minor injury at the Visakhapatnam airport in a knife attack by a young man on Thursday, refused to record his statement with the Andhra Pradesh police, saying he has no trust in them. Jagan, discharged from the hospital in Hyderabad on Friday, was approached by a police team to record his statement about Thursday's incident. The leader of opposition in the Andhra Pradesh Assembly told the police team that he will give his statement to any other investigation agency. Now let's move on to Telangana. TRS leader on Friday advised TDP President and Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu to learn some essential lessons in humanity. Refuting his allegations, they wondered why Naidu was making an issue out of Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao's phone call to YSR Congress President Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy, extending wishes for his recovery. Now let's move on to Karnataka. The by-election to the Lok Sabha seat from the Ballari parliamentary constituencies has turned into a major election battle, with both the BJP and the Congress throwing their weight on the nominated candidates. The BJP stepped up campaigning for the Ballari by-elections to ensure a win. Senior Congress leaders including D.K. Shivkumar, Krishna Gowda, Priyank Kharge and former Chief Minister Siddaramaiya have been campaigning in the district backing their candidates. Now let's move on to Kerala. Tension following the Supreme Court verdict allowing women of all ages to enter the Sabarimala temple continues to prevail in the state of Kerala. On Saturday, the ashram of Swami Sandipanand Giri, the director of School of Bhagavad Gita, was attacked by unidentified men who set ablaze two cars and a scooter parked in the compound of the ashram located in Thiruvananthapuram. The incident took place during the early hours of Saturday, and some unidentified persons set the two cars and the scooter on fire. Now let's move on to Tamil Nadu. DMK on Friday alleged that actor Rajnikanth was a puppet in the hands of communal elements. The DMK questioned Rajnikanth on his recent statement to members of his fan club Rajni Makkal Mandiram, which is considered to be a precursor to his political party. Responding to the DMK's remark, Rajnikanth said, "No force can separate him from his fans." That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.